This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Union Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has asked opposition parties not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill, rejecting fears of property confiscation as propaganda. He appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill when it will be brought up in the Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records.
Meanwhile, Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, today said certain provisions in the existing Central Waqf Act are inconsistent with the Constitution, and the Waqf Board in Kerala has invoked these provisions to declare the ancestral residential properties of more than 600 families in the Monnembam region as Waqf land. The CBCI urged political parties and legislators to adopt an unbiased and constructive approach to this issue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah said the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus in Hisar in Haryana today. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has stated that electric vehicles are the best option to reduce air pollution menace in the country. Mr. Gadkari inaugurated the e-bicycle through Srikant Bapat's lab India today in Thane, Maharashtra. The union minister expressed confidence that India will be the top in production of electric vehicles by 2030 and added that price of petrol, diesel and electric cars will remain the same in the coming time. India has refuted a report of the New York Times about linking an Indian company to Russian agency. Sources said the report is factually incorrect and misleading. They said the report has tried to frame issues and distort facts to suit a political narrative. It has also been stated that the Indian entity mentioned in the report has scrupulously followed all its international obligations on strategic trade controls and end-user commitments. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000, a massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. Strong tremors were felt in Thailand, Vietnam, Laos and Southwest China. We have a report.
Myanmar State Administration Council's chairman, Senior General Menong Laing, has announced 7 days of national mourning. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast as part of the mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India, Russia, UAE, the United Nations and others have sent specialist search and rescue teams alongside humanitarian aid. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of ration, tents and medicines. The rescue teams from India are working to extend critical support in search for survivors and medical humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support. The Embassy of India at Yangon in Myanmar said more aid and support is on the way to Mandalay and Yangon. Swati Rakheja from News Desk for Akashwani News.
In neighbouring Thailand, 19 people are reported to have died. Eid al-Fitr was celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in various parts of the country today. The devotees attired in their best thronged Eidgahs and mosques to offer Eid prayers. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In the IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.